Metamaterials and their ultra-flat counterpart, metasurfaces, are artificial media composed of specifically designed nanomaterials such as synthesized metal or dielectric nanoparticles, where the combined response between the nanomaterial properties and the geometry of the whole arrangement gives rise to the possibility of tailoring the interaction with light fields in ways beyond what can be achieved with natural materials. Metamaterials and metasurfaces have made it possible to realize unusual electromagnetic responses not available with natural materials, such as negative refraction, ultra-flat, and even perfect lenses, ultra-thin perfect absorbers, or cloaking devices. This way, metamaterials have made huge advances in light control possible, leading to new applications in efficient and compact nanophotonic devices that help easing miniaturization and energy consumption issues in modern communications. Merging the concept of metamaterials and metasurfaces with the use of quantum emitters promises the realization of a whole new class of metamaterials, quantum metasurfaces, where the properties of the single photon emitters play a key role and enable new functionalities for integrated quantum photonics. Previous approaches to quantum metasurfaces exploiting collective effects in arrays of single emitters have so far been restricted to the use of cold atoms, which rely on complex and bulky setups and cryogenic temperatures. The objective of CMETA is to design novel quantum metamaterials in the form of metasurfaces consisting of two-dimensional arrays of quantum dots. In contrast to the cold atom strategy, our solid-state approach has the advantages of providing a scalable and integrated platform working at room temperature, thus easing applications in photonic quantum technologies. In quantum metasurfaces, the intrinsic long-range character of electromagnetic interactions between quantum emitters enables collective interactions, where the emitter ensemble displays radically different properties than emitters in isolation. Here we propose quantum metasurfaces that host subradiant collective states. We exploit the concept of bound states in the continuum to realize states which are completely decoupled from the environment. Hence, they have an infinite lifetime and can be used for perfect storage of quantum information. Our proposal uses a periodic arrangement of quantum emitters with two emitters per unit cell, as shown in Figure 1, which we model through a quantum non-Hermitian Hamiltonian where the interactions between the emitters is accounted for by the electromagnetic Green's function, which models dipole-dipole interactions. The array supports two modes, which are completely subradiant at normal incidence. This is shown in Figure 2. Their radiative decay is zero and hence they have infinite lifetime and quality factors, as shown in Figure 3. These are bound states in the continuum. When probing the optical response of the quantum metasurface by a reflectivity measurement, the bound states in the continuum cannot be excited, as shown in Figure 4. On the other hand, a small symmetry breaking, like using quantum emitters of slightly different resonance frequency, transforms these modes into bound states in the continuum, which can now be seen in an optical spectrum, as shown in Figure 5. These modes inherit the long lifetimes of bound states in the continuum, but now their lifetimes can be controlled through the geometry and resonance frequencies of the emitter array. Therefore, they serve as controllable quantum memories. Highlights and perspectives. First, quantum metasurfaces can support bound states in the continuum. These are perfectly subradiant states with infinite lifetime and quality factor, useful for information storage. Second, non-perfect arrays support quasi-bound states in the continuum with long and controllable lifetimes, and a very rich optical spectrum. Furthermore, quantum metasurfaces with quasi-bound states in the continuum also serve as optical elements. They act as extremely narrow bandwidth polarizers and phase changers. Finally, the experimental realization in a solid-state platform with arrays of quantum dots promises compact quantum metasurfaces operating at room temperature